Perek of Nigla, second Mishnah. A Peskim in Klipo. A woman had a miscarriage of something that looked like a peel of something. Or Kim in Saira, like a hair, very fine things. Kim in Ofa, like some earth. Kim in Yakushim Adumim, some red worms. Tatil Lamayim. Well, these Yakushim could be some other type of bug that's red. I call upon him. Tatil Lamayim. Put it in the water. If they dissolve, it's a simon that it's blood that just congealed. If not, she's tahira. Of course, these are fine things that are not blood, and we don't have to assume that any blood came out with him. If the thing that she miscarried looked like fish or different types of insects, same thing, but they themselves are not matame. But if there's blood with him, then she's tmei. Pesmin behema chayva oif, bein tmei bein tayim. She had a miscarriage of something that looked like some type of animal or bird, whether it's a kosher or non kosher animal, im zocha, teishiv le zocha. If it's a male, then she should have the tuma and tayir days as a male, which is 7 and another 30 tuma and then another 33 of tayir. Then the keva, teishiv le keva. It's a female. Then you go by female period of time, which is 14 days of Tuma, another 66 of Tyre. And you do a Teshul Zohar in the cave. Zivri Rabbi Meir. All this Rabbi Meir's opinion that says that even though it looks like a different creature, you, if it's a male, you treat it as a male, and a female, and if it's unknown, you treat it as both. Misafik. Chomayim kosher ein l'mitzuras adam ein vlad. Doesn't look like a person, then it's not considered vlad, and therefore there's no tumah. Now the Gemara explains that everybody agrees that if his body looks like an animal, but his face looks like a human face, then he is considered a human being. If his body looks like a human body, but his face looks like some animal, then he's not considered a vlad, and she's not tumah. Because we go by the way the faces. So what is the machlokes? If part of the face looks like a person and part looks like a behemoth, even if the majority of the face is like a person and even one eye is like that of a behemoth, if Meir says if part of it doesn't look like an Adam, then it's not an Adam. And Chachomim are saying that Kol Shem Yisur Adam in the Vlad, that it's enough to have part of the form, facial forms of a person. So according to this Sprat, the mission is a little bit different than the way it sounds when you first read it. And it's coming out the other way around. Not that Ramey is the one who holds it's easier to be considered a Vlad, but the other way around. The Ramey holds that it has to have the full face of a person. Just if the body is like an animal, then it's still considered a person, as long as the full face is like a person. But if the full face is not like a person, even if one eye is off, then it's not a considered person. Whereas the Chacham say, as long as the majority of the face is a human face, even though part of the face is different, it is considered a person.